here's a conundrum. When our bodies get dehydrated, our brains tell us to start chugging water. So how do we know when we've had enough? NPR's John Hamilton reports on one scientist's effort to answer that question.
Deep in the brain, there's a tiny area known as the thirst center. Scientists learned about it decades ago, and in 2015, a researcher named Yuki Oka helped show precisely which cells sense dehydration and make us feel thirsty. Since then, Oka's been puzzling over something else.
When animals are thirsty, they start drinking, but they have to stop drinking, right? Otherwise, they're going to just drink a huge amount of water, which is not healthy behavior.
Oka, who's a researcher at Caltech, says what's surprising is that animals stop drinking long before their bodies have a chance to absorb the liquid they're consuming.
Hydration of the body takes 10 to 15 minutes, which is kind of a long time.
But animals usually stop drinking in less than a minute, no matter how thirsty they were when they started. Somehow, the brain figures out that water is on the way, and then, Oka says, it sends a signal telling us that we've had enough.
But where is this signal coming from, right? How does the brain know that we are drinking water?
To find out, Oka and his team studied mice. And they identified some very special brain cells in the thirst center. These cells fired only when a mouse was drinking water, but they kept quiet when the mouse was eating, even if the food was a gel that was almost entirely made of water.
These neurons can distinguish if animals are drinking or eating somehow. This is, I think, amazing.
And, Oka says, these very cells also tell us we're not thirsty anymore.
If we stimulate those neurons in a thirsty animal, you can completely stop drinking water.
Oka says these brain cells are part of a circuit that acts like a water meter. It measures how much we've had to drink, and once we've taken in enough, it says, stop chugging already. Oka's team reported their findings in the journal Nature. Walter Koroshetz directs the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, which helped fund the study. He says the research in mice might help explain a rare disorder in humans.
It's called psychogenic polydipsia, where people continue to drink large amounts of water to their detriment, and you become really sick.
Koroshetz says the research also shows how scientists can now tweak specific brain circuits using new genetic tools and technology. He says these tools are partly the result of a federal effort called the Brain Initiative, which began during the Obama administration.
We started in 2014, and the kind of experiments that you see here in this paper, no one could imagine doing any of this, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Koroshetz says scientists are starting with circuits that control basic functions, like drinking. But he says a long-term goal is to learn how to manipulate the circuits involved in complex psychiatric disorders, like depression and schizophrenia. John Hamilton, NPR News.